So we are right now at the last part of our series, Even in the Impossible. Last part na po tayo. And hopefully through this series, mas na believe tayo kay God for the impossible things in our lives. Sino sa inyo mas na-boost yung faith nyo to believe God for the impossible? Can I see a show of hands? Yan, praise God. And not just through this series, pero because start of the year, this is our theme, diba? Theme for 2023 for all of our Every Nation churches in the world. Even miracles, okay? Miracles. So for the past few weeks, we've looked at different miraculous accounts based on people who encountered the Lord Jesus Christ, specifically in the book of Luke. Jesus healed the sick. He provided a miraculous catch for Simon. He raised the dead and he stilled the storm, right? Pagpray natin, still ni God yung storm, amen? Nothing is impossible with him. So ito mga detailed accounts of the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ while he was still here in this world. He did a lot of great and amazing things. Tama ba? When you read the Word of God, kitang-kita naman at very obvious to. One of the things I've come to embrace and realize even as we go through this series, Even in the Impossible, and our miracle theme for 2023 is this, that his miraculous works are a very important part of his ministry during his time here in this world physically. Pero even up until today, naniniwala ba kayo that God can still do great and amazing things today? Do you believe that? Even up until today, yung mga miraculous works niya, hindi lang to dahil he came here in this world. Tapos after that, wala na. But long after Jesus Christ ascended into heaven, kitang-kita through the disciples and the early believers how his miraculous works has continued. Tama ba? Ang case in point dyan is when you read the book of Acts. You have sila Peter, the apostles, who continually did miracles by the grace of God. Now, kung yung early church back then, long after Jesus was gone and ascended to heaven, continued the miraculous works and ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, then why would we think na today in the church, hindi na ito mangyayari? Tama ba? How many of you believe that we are the church? Do you believe that we are the church? And the promise of God is this, whenever two or three are gathered in His name, He is there with us. E tayo more than two or three. Tama ba? Napakarami natin ngayon. Sino sa inyo, you felt the manifest presence of God while we were worshiping? Amen? And week in, week out, we are the church. So God will continue to manifest His miracles amongst us. And as we receive His miracles, as we are a recipient of His grace, I hope and pray that it will point us to our real need. Dito kasi sa series na to, di ba? Isa sa sinasabi natin is God addresses our felt need so that it will draw us to our real need. And who is that? The Lord Jesus Christ. Now, ito. So for today, for the last part of this series, we're gonna study another different category of miracle that the Lord Jesus Christ did when He was here in this world. Scholars would say that yung mga miracles daw ni Jesus are generally divided into four categories. Yung mga ibang categories, napagdaanan na natin to in our earlier series, during the miracle start of the year, and even today. So three primary categories of miracles. First is this, of course, we've seen this through a lot of our preachings this year, healing miracles. Tama? Yan, Simon's mother-in-law was healed, diba? And the leper was cleansed. That's a miracle of healing that Jesus did. Next we have nature miracles. Of course, the calming of the storm, perfect last week. So we can believe God to still the storm in our nation even today. Sama mo na yung multiplication, yung miraculous catch ni Simon. Part na rin ng nature miracles yun. Yung isa naman, some scholars also categorizes on its own. Sabi na ibang scholars, raising of the dead is in a category of itself. Kasi, di ba, napaka, grabe talaga if you're able to raise someone from the dead. Now, ito. The last one that we're gonna look at today is, are you excited for this? Ito na. Huwag kayo kakabahan, ha? Huwag kayo kakabahan. Pag inaral natin to this afternoon. The last category is the the casting out of demons. Yan. Or exorcism. Yan. Tinanong nyo nga yung mga katabi nyo. Hindi sila yun, no? Okay? Hindi sila yun, okay? Alam ko, iba sa inyo inisip, Pastor, perfect, perfect time. Yung kaibigan ko andito today, okay? This is for him. Okay? Hindi yan para sa kanila. Para sa atin lahat to. Yan. But eto, seriously speaking, casting out of demons, if you read the scriptures, you read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, andayon pong ginawa ni Jesus, casting out of demons here and there. If you read the Bible, sa New Testament, there's this constant talk about the evil spiritual forces of nature. So madami pa yan later, we'll look at that. Now ito, depending on where you live in the world today, or where you grew up in, demonic oppression or evil spirits can either be a myth or a fiction to some. Tama ba? It can either be a myth or fiction. Pero for some, parang alam nila that this is the reality. You know what I'm talking about? Sino sa inyo, you grew up in a family or culture or a village. Village, you know? Ano ba yung village sa Tagalog? Ay, mali. Dapat pala hindi ako nagtatagalog dito. Pero village, in a place wherein, ito yung mga common narratives. Tama ba? Naalala nyo ba yung mga ganyang kwento? Yung tinatakot tayo ng mga magulang natin pag hindi kayo nag-obey. May mga aswang, mga manananggal. Yan. Naalala nyo ba yung mga yan? Yan. For some of you, this is so real. This is a common narrative. I don't know. Pero iba sa inyo, baka nakakita talaga kayo ng mga ganito. Right? Pero for other people, like me, personally, I did not have any encounters with such things. Demonic oppression or evil spirits when I was young. I mean, naririnig ko naman yung mga aswang at mga manananggal. Pero sa mga movies like Shake, Rattle, and Roll ko lang siya nakita, okay? So yung mga tumatawa, alam na yung mga edad nyo, okay? Kasi sa inyo ko sila narinig. So for me, I didn't have any personal encounter with such things. And I think that for some people, parang this is a common narrative. Some of you may have experiences for yourself when you were young and growing up. But there are other group of people like me na personally, I did not have any encounter on these things. Some of you may think, ano ba naman yung pastor? Kaya nga hindi ako nag-church eh. Yan. Baka lang may mga nanonood online tapos nag-observe-observe lang. Kaya hindi naniniwala sa faith, sa church or sa Bible. Kasi pinag-uusapan pa yung mga gantong bagay, hindi naman totoo yan. Neurochemistry explains everything. Yan, 'di ba? Ikaw na 'yung matalino, ikaw na 'yung magaling. Those are just a figment of the imagination. Now, ito, for our message this morning, especially ito if you're quite new to the church, we'll be reminded or we'll be made more aware of the spiritual battle that we really face in this life. Alam niyo ba 'yung mga kapatid, meron talaga tayong spiritual battle that we face. This is true, ladies and gentlemen. This is really part of our reality. This is not just some made-up thing by the older generation. Pero as we read the eternal Word of God, naniniwala ba kayo that this is the Word of God as our final authority for everything in life? As we read this, we will be made aware, be more conscious of the realities and the battles that we face. My hope and my prayer is that God will open our eyes and even help us depend on Him alone. Even if the situation that you may be facing right now, you feel like it's quite impossible. Meron kang, sabi nga ni Kuya Randy kanina, maybe there's a certain shame, a certain sin pattern. Di mo na ma-explain, di ba? Totoong-totoo sa'yo yung gusto mo bumait pero di mo magawa, di ba? And who knows? Maybe the reason some of you can't break away from all of those things is because there's a battle or maybe an enemy that's making it hard and difficult for you. May God open our eyes to the preaching of the word this morning. If you have your Bibles with you, kindly open them with me to Luke chapter 8, verse 26 to 39. Okay, Luke 28, 26 to 39. And can I request everyone to please stand up in reverence to the reading of the word of God. Luke 8. 26 to 39 says here, Then they sailed to the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. When Jesus had stepped out on land, there met him a man from the city who had demons. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he had not lived in a house but among the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him and said with a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many a time it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles. But he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon in the desert. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. And they begged him not to command them to depart into the abyss. Now a large herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside, and they begged him to let them enter these. So he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the pigs. And the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and drowned. Verse 34. When the herdsmen saw what had happened, they fled and told it in the city and in the country. Then people went out to see what had happened. And they came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had gone, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. And those who had seen it told them how the demon-possessed man had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked him to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." And he went away proclaiming throughout the whole city how much Jesus had done for him. Let's pray. Father, thank you, God, for your word. Thank you, God, for even making us aware of the spiritual realities we face. I pray we will learn from this story, Lord God. Not an archaic story na wala ng value, wala ng relevance sa amin, Lord God. Lord, help us, Lord God, minister. And I even pray, Lord God, that you will speak to us in advance, especially if there are things, Lord God, in our lives that we know that we are bound to, Lord God. We declare you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God, that you are, you have all authority, Lord God, in this place. That you have the power, Lord God, to help us be freed from all of these things. Maraming salamat, Lord God, and may you be honored today in our midst. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may now take your seats. Right. So after in a short while, we will have more time to worship. Kasi yung pa mag-worship kay God, okay? After this message, I believe that there's really a battle that's going on, especially this for this particular message. And Jesus really wants to set us free from these things. Luke chapter 8, 26 to 27 says there they sailed into the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. When Jesus had stepped out on the land, there met him a man from the city who had, as sabi doon, who had demons. Okay? Demons, ladies and gentlemen. Again, when you read the eternal living word of God, kitang-kita po dito that there were many demonic activities talaga in the Bible. This is the reality, ladies and gentlemen. And not just in the Gospels, but it's littered all throughout Scripture. Yeah, familiar ba kayo sa Genesis, the book of beginnings in the Bible? Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But in Genesis 3, we see this. Ano nangyari sa Genesis 3? The fall of man. Pero who was with Adam and Eve in the garden apart from God? Sino pa? There was a serpent who theologians would say is Satan or the devil. Where did he come from? Saan ba galing sila? Demons are, theologians would say, demons are fallen angels who rebelled against God. So there are bits and pieces in Scripture where we can see those things, but that's the general consensus among theologians. Angels, fallen angels who have fallen out of grace from God, who rebelled and sinned against Him. Satan is the, the prince or the ruler of them all. So, pag nakita natin sa scripture, when I was musing on this, that there are really stories and accounts like this in the Bible. Tapos nag-agree ba kayo na historic yung Bible, right? These are things that really happened, okay? These are not just man-made tales or fiction. Pero nangyari talaga to. Well-documented, the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ here in this world. I was thinking about this. If the Bible gives us these accounts and tells us about these things, then, naisip ko, why would we think that demons would all of a sudden just magically disappear from the face of the world? Yan. Kasi ganun nga yung mas bias ko. Kasi I didn't really grow up having this encounter. Kala ko fake news lang talaga. Hindi naman talaga totoo yan. Parang ano lang siya, panakot sa atin. Only when I became a Christian, tapos mga victory weekend, alam mo yung mga story, alam mo si Andrew, kilala niya. Kilala ko yan. Yung mga ganong in church, doon ko na na-realize, totoo pala itong mga to. They're really real. So here, there's a demon-possessed man, and obviously, they still wreak havoc in the face of the world, even up until today. So demons, evil spiritual forces, they are real, ladies and gentlemen, okay? They are real. Ephesians 6:12, sabi ni Paul to, I love this passage of scripture. Every time I read this, naaalala ko, tapos nare-remind ako of the reality that we really face. Sabi ni Paul, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness. Part ng sinasabi dito ni Paul is very complex talaga yung reality tsaka yung mga battles that we face. Some of them are systemic in nature. Pero look at the last part of what he said here. Against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. That's the real battle. It's really not against flesh and blood. But there are these evil spiritual forces at work. It constantly reminds me that one of the biggest challenges in life have their origins as spiritual in nature. I remember Pastor Nixon teaching us this back in Victory Malate about spiritual warfare and all of these things. Now, one of the things he would say is this, that before something manifests in the physical, something must be first birthed in the spiritual. Spiritual naman po talaga ang origin ng lahat. If you read the Bible, if you read scripture, kitang-kita rin naman, right? Many times kasi sa mundo natin, we would like to divide between the secular and the sacred. Ito pang church lang to, ito pang secular. Wala naman talaga any spiritual thing, okay? Wala namang mas spiritual na ganap in the secular world. And that's how the world, yun yung narrative ng world for the past few hundred years. Lalo na with the advancement of science and technology, yung spiritual sineset aside na. Pero biblically, we know this, na ito talaga yung battle natin. Right? Diba? God created the world. Human beings, you and me, rebelled against Him, kasama ni mga angels doon, sin against God, and ever since back that time, it had been an ongoing spiritual battle. Now, praise God, because He saved us. Amen? Thankful ba kayo forever for what God did for us? Hindi niya tayo pinabayaan. There's a battle, a cosmic battle. So what did He do? He sent forth His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to die and pay for our sins on the cross. Now question, thankful ba kayo na forgive tayo ni Jesus? Amen? Thankful ba kayo na reconcile tayo sa Kanya? Most of the time, we just focus on those things. But there's a greater spiritual reality that happened on the cross. On the cross, Jesus defeated the work of the enemy. Alam niyo ba yan? He defeated the work of the enemy. Romans 6:16-20. Sabi dyan, the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. A prophetic word, Genesis 3 pa lang. This is a spiritual reality that happened. Jesus Christ defeated the work of the enemy. Amen. Are you happy na tinalo niya na si Satan? Yes. And we know his destiny, his ultimate destiny. So, yun naman pala, Pastor, tinapos. Okay. Tinalo niya na si Satan. He crushed his head. But does that mean na okay na, wala na, tapos na yung mga demonyo, wala na itong magagawa sa atin? Sa salvation mo, wala na siyang magagawa. Amen. Are you thankful for that? He can do nothing anymore with your salvation. However, he can still wreak havoc in our life. Pati yung mga minions, yung mga demons, he can still wreak havoc in our life. Wala na siyang magagawa sa salvation mo. Kasi ganun ka powerful si God. Amen. However, he can prevent you from fulfilling the plans and the purposes of God in your life. Jesus Christ came so that we can live life and live life to the full. Amen. Pero may enemy who plans to always kill, steal, and destroy. Huwag natin siya hayaan. Huwag natin siya pabayaan gawin yun sa buhay natin. So there's an ongoing spiritual battle. Battle against the evil spiritual forces in the heavenly realms. Now again, before we go to the text, just want to say this as a caveat. Kasi puro demonyo yung preaching this morning, di ba? Ito talaga yung assign sa akin. As much as, this is what we're our topic for this morning, ito naman. Just want to put a caveat, and I hope that this will give us a handle whenever we encounter these things in our lives. I'm talking about spiritual warfare and demonic oppressions and all of these things. Ito, ayaw mo naman i-magnify yung work ng demonyo, okay? That's something that we don't want to do. So makikita mo, pu-pull back konti ng konti. Kasi sa kaka-speak about this, baka naman, sobrang i-over-spiritualize natin. Biglang in-overestimate mo na yung demon dahil sa preaching. Natakot ka na. Lahat na lang, demon. Lahat na lang nang makikita mo. Attack! Attack yan ang enemy. Right? Nakita mo yung friend mo sa church, medyo mapula yung mata. Ay! Ano mga pinapanood mo lately, diba? Attack ng demonyo yan. Ganyan. Kanina, tinatransfer ko yung keynote sa iMac. Alam ni Jelly ito. Tinatransfer ko, ayaw mag-click. Attack to, attack! Ayaw mo naman i-over-spiritualize. Daming challenges sa work! Hirap na ako! Attack to ng demonyo. Or baka tamad ka lang, di ba? So not everything is a work of the enemy. Kasi the enemy, para ma-encourage siya, he's not omniscient. He's not omnipotent. Si God lang yun, amen? And not everything is really caused by demons. Some of it, but not all. Yung iba doon, dahil sa sarili nating sin and disobedience kay God. That's why ito, it is up for your own personal discernment. What are those battles that we face? So you don't want to over-spiritualize. You don't want to overestimate. Don't magnify. Don't magnify. At the same time, you don't want to underestimate. You don't want to underestimate the work of the enemy. Ay, hindi naman totoo yan. Di naman siya real. Tapos, chinalish mo bigla. Sige nga, kung totoo ka, di naman ako takot sa'yo. Don't underestimate as well. Right? Don't underestimate. Don't overestimate, don't underestimate. Don't over-spiritualize. You treat your enemy with proper estimation. Right? Diba? Diba pag may enemy ka, sino sa'yo may mga enemies dito? Wala dito sa church yan, tama ba? Iba pa, biglang napatingin sa kabila, diba? Pag may enemy ka, you don't want to overestimate or underestimate. Proper estimation lang. Kasi in overestimate mo, na insecure ka na, bumabalat ng confidence mo. Pero pag in underestimate mo naman, masyado ka nang mayabang, hindi ka na nag-ready, hindi ka nag-prepare. Proper estimation. The demons, the devil, he is our enemy. You treat him with proper estimation. Now having said that, in our account, look at this. We see a certain demonic oppression happened to one of the people in the scripture. And I believe that in his story, whenever demonic oppression happens, this is some of the manifestations that can actually happen in our lives as well if we're not careful. So in our text, sabi dun, the demons wreaked havoc in the life of this man. Don't know much about the history, the background of this person, alam mo lang yung naging effect sa kanya because of that demonic oppression. So verse 27, sabi dito, when Jesus had stepped out on land, there met him a man from the city who had demons. For a long time he had worn no clothes and he had not lived in a house but among the tombs. Ito yung naging situation niya. Ito yung ginawa ng demonyo sa buhay niya. Interestingly, yesterday I also preached this in the Saturday service. Tapos after the service, someone approached me who had a personal encounter with demons himself. Before siya naging victorious kay Christ. Sabi niya, he did witchcraft and all of these things. Tapos sabi niya, yung kinakwento natin yung picture of what happened to this man, sabi niya, relate siya. Kasi ganun nga rin yung nangyari sa kanya. Three things we see here in this person. And kita mo yung what demonic oppression can do to you. So first thing is this. First thing is, sabi doon, ano sabi sa ano? Sa verse, he had worn no clothes. Nakubad siya, okay? How many of you know pag ano? Diba? Pag wala kang suot na damit, diba? That's so shameful, right? Na-imagine nyo ba? Huwag nyo masyadong imagine, diba? Pero pag wala kang damit, diba? Sobrang shame yon. Genesis, kaya tayo kinover ni God. Kasi there's shame that entered this world because of this. Because of the demonic oppression that had happened to this man, wala na siyang shame. Nawalan siya ng sense of shame. Demonic oppression can somehow damage our sense of faculties. Yung kasama yun dito. Wala siyang pake, kahit nakubad siya. No more sense of shame. That's one thing. Another thing is this. Sabi doon, he lived in a house but among, he had not lived in a house but among the tombs. Among the tombs. What does that tell us of this person? He was not living a normal life anymore, but I believe the phrase social isolation is what had happened to this person. When certain demons oppresses you, it can lead you towards isolating yourself from other people. Kaya importante in church, amen? Amen? In this preaching, we will also learn certain tools that the enemy uses. One of the tools that the enemy can use against us, again, para to wreak havoc in our life so that we cannot live the purposes of God, is this condemnation. Condemnation. How many of you know what I'm talking about? How many of you felt that before? When the enemy puts condemnation in our minds and in our hearts, one of the things that we do is we isolate ourselves. Sometimes we isolate ourselves from the people who can actually help us the most. And sino yung mga yun? Church community. Kasi only in the church community can we grow together in our walk with God, in our relationship with God. So yung ginawa ng demonyo dito, social isolation. So ingat tayo, especially when the enemy will plant seeds of condemnation in our minds and in our hearts. Because it might lead us to turn away from the people who can help us and help point us to the one who can actually do something in our situation. Okay? Sense of shame, tinatanggal niya. Social isolation. And lastly is this. In verse 29, for many a time it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles. But he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the desert. They were trying to bind him with chains. However, ano nangyari? Kahit tinatry nila i-bind yung tao who had demons, nakakaalis siya doon. Why? Because of the demonic, in this case, possession, nabibigyan siya ng ungodly strength. Ungodly strength. Napanood nyo na ba yung mga horror movies, horror films before, in the past? Not recently, kasi Christian ka na. Tama ba? Christian na, di ba? Pero mga movies like The Exorcist, yung mga ganun, nakita yung mga illustration doon wherein parang kahit anong gawin sa kanila, napakalakas. Kasi there's an ungodly, and I would like to highlight that word, ungodly strength that is being placed on the person because of this. Pero is that really something desirable? Okay? So we will look more for that later. Again, three things. Shame, tinatanggal niya to. Social isolation, giving ungodly strength. Giving ungodly strength. This is what demon oppression, ladies and gentlemen, looks like to the extreme. To the extreme. Some of us may think this, nung pinapakinggan niyo yung story ng demon oppression, itong taong to, parang wala naman ako nakikitang ganito. Tama ba? Sino sa inyo parang wala naman ako nakitang recently or even in my whole life, someone like this. Right? I myself have not seen it personally. Some of you may think that. So it's easy for us to think, Ah, para sa kanya lang yun. Maybe it's just for a certain group of people. But demonic oppression, yung attacks ng enemy sa atin, really, it's a spectrum. In this case, kita mo yung extreme version of what demonic oppression can do in your life. Kaya do not play with the enemy. Do not allow him to have a foothold in your life. Kasi it can get worse and worse for you. Sobrang lala nung case niya, na in the next verse, sabi ni Jesus, nung tinanong niya yung pangalan ng taong to, sabi niya, Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion, for many demons had entered him." Many demons had entered him. Some scholars would say na pag, when you talk about a legion of army in the past, that was composed of around 6,000 soldiers. 6,000. So pwede bang 6,000 demons na nasa kanya? We don't know. Alam mo lang, marami. Extreme case of demonic oppression. So again, tinanong mo yung katabi mo, tanong mo ano pangalan niya. Okay. Pag sinabi niyang legion, alam mo na. Okay. Careful na tayo. Tumatawa pa naman tayo, so baka okay pa tayo. Or not. Okay. We'll see later. So don't play with the enemy. Okay. Don't play to enemy. Again, when you read scripture like this, we come to grips with the reality that evil spiritual forces are real. Totoo po to, ladies and gentlemen. Why would we think that just because of the passage of time, hindi na to totoo, because of science and technology, fake news lang to mga to, ano lang yan, hallucinations na lang yan. The Bible tells us of an ongoing spiritual battle that we face and we will continue to face until Jesus Christ returns in all of His glory. Another tool of the enemy is this, ladies and gentlemen. And I remember Pastor Nixon telling us this. Madami pong arsenals, diba? May isa, condemnation. Another is deception. He can deceive us. And I remember Pastor Nixon tell us this. One of the greatest tools or the greatest deception that the enemy can do to us is to make us think that he is not real. So pag ganun na yung mindset natin, ingat tayo dun. Kasi pwedeng ina-underestimate na natin siya. Hindi naman siya totoo. Wala naman siya effect sa buhay ko. Don't be deceived by the enemy's schemes. In a book by an American theologian, Marva Dawn, she says this. Sabi niya, how have the very powers themselves conspired, talking about these evil spiritual forces, conspired to leave us with a gospel and ethic that perpetuates their control? Parang pinapalakas mo sila, mas magkakaroon pa sila ng control. Put simply, are the forces of spiritual and demonic power happy daw sila that we preach an individualistic gospel that leaves out their role and the necessity of renouncing their influence? Ano daw sabi niya? Parang, it's as if we are discounting their reality. Hindi naman sila totoo. Yes, we preach the gospel, pero nagpo-focus lang tayo sa forgiveness, reconciliation, right? Importante yun. Panalo yun. That's a huge component of the gospel. But another component of the gospel is Christ defeating the work of the enemy. So the more and more our culture discounts these things, then some theologians would say na pwedeng mas happy sila doon kasi kinakalimutan natin sila. Okay? So again, babalik ulit ako doon. Again, at the risk of over-spiritualizing these things. Kasi yun yung ayaw natin mangyari. Kasi kakagaling mo lang sa preaching about demons. Eh. Baka after this, parang lahat na lang demonyo. Hindi po lahat galing sa demonyo. Okay? Baka iba sa atin, sobrang nag-extreme na ng ganun. Lahat na lang ng ginagawa, biniblame mo na sa demon. Even the demon itself will say, ano ba naman yan? Ako na naman? Pagod na ako. Wala naman akong ginagawa sa buhay mo, di ba? You don't want to over-spiritualize it. Kasi again, not everything is from the enemy. And good news, because of the gospel, the cross, defeated na si Satan, defeated na yan. We must constantly claim our victory with him. Not everything is of the enemy, but again, lalo na kapag hindi tayo submitted sa lordship ni Jesus sa buhay natin, he can wreak havoc in your life. He can constantly put you in bondage. So again, what's the word? Proper estimation of our enemy. Some of you, I don't know. Maybe you're in that extreme case. Pag-pray mo kay Lord yun. Discern mo. I don't know. Some of you may be in that extreme case right now. The good news is, Christ is victorious already.
You can be victorious in your situation because of what He did for us. Kahit doon sa spectrum, andun ka sa pinaka-extreme side. Victorious ka na sa Kanya. But some of us, okay? Some of us, maybe we're not on that extreme. Whatever the situation, the point of this passage of Scripture is this. Jesus is victorious over the enemy. Amen? Jesus is victorious over the enemy. Verse 31. Sabi dito, natakot sila. Nakita lang nila si Jesus, natakot na sila sa Kanya. Wala pa silang sinabi kay Jesus Christ. Amen? So, kanito nakakapit? Kay Lord. And they begged Him not to command them to depart into the abyss. Verse 32. Now a large herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside, and they begged Him to let them enter these. So He gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and drowned. Okay? They drowned. They were casted out of the man because of the authority of Jesus Christ. Amen? Jesus has the victory over demonic, evil, spiritual forces. Amen? Do we believe that? Let's believe that no matter how extreme the work of the enemy is in your life. Alright? Kahit di ganun ka-extreme. Maybe He's constantly putting you in bondage. You can be victorious over Him. Colossians 2, 13 to 15. Nice summary of the gospel. It says here, "And you who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with Him." Yan yun part ng gospel. "Having forgiven us all our trespasses, canceling the record of debt that stood against us with the legal demands, this He set aside. He nailed it to the cross." Again, pero yung work niya on the cross, it's not just about our forgiveness. Sabi to no sa last part, he disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them. Again, we don't have to fear these things anymore, lalo na when you are in Christ. Amen? We don't have to fear these things because we are victorious in the Lord Jesus Christ. The question is, will we claim this victory in our life? Gusto niyo ba i-claim to? No matter what you may be going through, you can claim this. And whatever bondage we may be in right now, we can be set free from that so that we can continue to fulfill the purposes of God in our life. This is a biblical truth. Now, before we go on to worship, I just want us to reflect and think of these things. Again, may mga tools yung enemy, condemnation, deception, even accusation. Sabi sa Bible, He's the accuser of our brethren. He accuses each one of us in church. Kaya nagkakaroon ng division. Sana labanan natin yon. But the fourth and most common and alam natin na tool ng enemy is temptation. Temptation. Going back to the text, before I call on the music team to lead us into worship, maybe some of us are not in the extreme case of that spectrum. Kaya sinasabi ko, hindi naman para sa akin to. Hindi naman ako ganyan. But again, it's a spectrum. The enemy can do things in our life. He can tempt us with certain things. Ano yung isa sa mga situation ng man? Meron siyang ungodly strength and ungodly power. When you look at the text, physically, tinatry siya i-chain, pero nababreak niya to. But how many of you know that the enemy can also do other things in our life? Kahit di lang physically, right? Not just physical ungodly strength, pero he can tempt us into certain things that we think gives us a certain type of strength, pero yun pala, ungodly na siya. And tatlo lang naman yung pinaka-common downfall of men. Ano tong three things na to? Power, money, and inordinate sexual desires or lusts. Power, money, inordinate sexual desires. How many of you know that the enemy tempted Jesus? Familiar ba kayo sa story? Bibigay ko sa iyo lahat to if you will just worship me. This is the reality, ladies and gentlemen. Don't fall into the enemy's trap. Pwede kang bigyan ng limpak-limpak na salapi. Hindi mo pala alam sa enemy na nanggaling to. And there's something in our hearts that because of the sinful nature that's still here, pwedeng matempt tayo doon. Sige, I'll say yes to this. Kasi how many of you know that money can give you that parang sense of control and strength? Diba? Pag dami mo mong pera, feeling mo malakas ka. Right? Pero hindi mo alam sa enemy na pala galing yun. Discern mo yun, okay? The love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Pwede rin power. power. It can give you that illusion of control. Not realizing ungodly na pala yung paggamit mo nito. Kaya madami nang nasasaktan sa authority and power na maybe the enemy is tempting you with. Again, kanya-kanyang spiritual discernment to. Make sure it is from God. And if it's from the enemy, don't get it. And of course, sexual desires and lust. Alam naman natin, di ba? Diba? Lalo na sa mga men, yung parang feeling mo, macho-macho mo, pag madami kang, you know na, alam nyo na yan, di ba? Madami kang mga relationships. But that's a certain kind of ungodly strength. Amen? That is not from God. Amen? It gives you the illusion that you are strong. Pero the reality is, hindi yan galing kay Lord. Kay God yan galing. The enemy can tempt us into these things. But praise God because God can provide us with the way out. Amen? And God can set us free from these things. Amen? He can unbind the shackles. Amen? How many of you want that? Gusto nyo ma-free from the shackles of the enemy in your life? You may not be like this person or the extreme case. But who knows what certain battles we may be facing right now. Let's all lay it at the feet of Jesus because He stands victorious already in our situation no matter what. Diba? Gusto nyo ba yung freedom na yon? Do you want that? Come on, let's all stand up right now and let's just worship God. Let's worship God. I believe that as we worship Him and bask in His presence, I believe that God can do amazing things with us even today. I may not know what all of you may be going through, pero for sure, lahat tayo may pinagdadaanan kasi tao tayo, tama. Hindi pa tayo perfect. Whatever your situation may be right now, surrender nyo lang kay God yan. Kasi si Lord, powerful siya. Amen. In fact, if you look at the story, hindi naman nag-plead yung man with legion. Hindi naman siya nag-plead for him first na tanggalin siya. Hindi, pumunta na si Jesus and He stood in authority over that person. If you're in that place right now, right? Praise God. Sabi nga ni si Kuya Randy or si Russell, it's not an accident that you are here. Because I believe that you will have a power encounter this afternoon. Amen? Let's all lift up our hands to God as we worship Him, as we declare His freedom in our life. Lord, thank You, God, for Your work. Lord God, thank You for Your manifest presence in this place, Lord God. Break the chains, Lord God. Break the chains, Lord God, that's preventing us to live a life that's honoring to You, Lord God. Lord, we worship You, Lord God, in this place. Lord, we magnify You. We don't want to magnify the work of the enemy. We want to magnify Your power, Lord God, Your authority in this place, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that You will help us be victorious, Lord God, in our situations, no matter what, Lord God. Thank You because the enemy has already been defeated, Lord God. And no demon, Lord God, no demon will have authority in our lives. We worship You in this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's worship.